Lord Jesus, I praise you because you are worthy of our praise. As the song said, you are everlasting. And we are finite here on this earth, but we want to put our lives in your hands. And we want the hope of eternity with you. And I ask that the words that have been spoken today, the heart behind the message, and the weight that it carries would not be lost on us. That we would know you are a firm foundation. I pray that there has been something for each person that has come today and yesterday. That this is not just a casual social gathering. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I pray this in your strong name. Amen. Earlier, we read in Mark 8, verses 34 through 37, about Jesus teaching the multitude and his disciples that following him will mean denying oneself and taking up one's cross. He goes as far as to say that if we try to save our lives, we will lose them. But in losing our life for his sake and for the gospel, we will save our lives. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Jesus is saying that there is nothing more important than the state of our souls. When we find ourselves in difficult circumstances, situations we did not choose nor would not choose to experience, if given the option to opt out, we have a decision to make. Do we trust that the Lord is near, strengthening us, empowering us to persevere? Do we believe that he will use these difficulties, whatever they might be, to draw us to himself? Can we accept our circumstances as steps to maturity in him, to spiritual growth, rather than obstacles? What would surrender look like to you? Where are you in your faith walk? These are all rhetorical. Think about those things for yourself. Could the Lord be calling you into service for him in a new way? In your time with him, are you sensing that he has new ministry opportunities on the horizon for you? We might look at surrender as if God is expecting us to lay down our life savings in one big lump sum. Our response might sound like, that expectation is too great. It is impossible to give everything all at once. He's asking too much. Consider this. What if when you lay down that huge payment, God says instead, take that amount, take it back to the bank. I want you to convert that amount into quarters. And then every day, I want you to give me a quarter. Just give me a little bit every day. a little at a time. Oh, some of us will be asked to surrender on grand scales, like Monica was required to surrender Axel. But most of us all will be asked to surrender a little bit at a time. It might look like this. When you observe relationships and the circles of influence you are in, do you see needs that you have the skills and desire to address in ways that others would benefit from? Have you been holding on to unresolved emotions or grudges that Jesus is urging you to let go of? Do you need to seek reconciliation but have no desire to do so? Have you wanted to stretch yourself and learn a new skill, but fear of failure or that the learning curve will be too steep? Have you taken these considerations to Him for guidance and confirmation? Will you trust His call on your life? While not always easy, is always for your good and His glory. I encourage you to look out and around you in your environment, at home, in your neighborhood, at work, here at Crossway. Be observant and identify the needs around you. Pray, asking the Lord to confirm for you what His will is for you in these circumstances. I'm going to give you a survey. Try not to be overwhelmed or... Thank you, Heather. For about the next 10, 12 minutes, I'd like you to go through the survey, and it, at the top of it, you will see there's kind of a legend for you to follow. It's different categories. This survey is based on the text of a beautiful hymn that I used to sing a lot as I was growing up. It's called Take My Life and Let It Be. I'm sure many of you, maybe most all of us oldies, have learned it. I could sing a verse or two. But you probably don't want me to. So, but anyway, I'd like you to read each category. Each category has questions. And then this is just for your own benefit. You can see at the top, it has a legend. If you answer yes, you put one symbol. If you you're not sure what your answer to that question is, you put a question mark. This is just for yourself, for your own benefit. If you need help and you recognize you need help in this, I need help in this area, put an exclamation point. No, you put a minus. And you don't know, depending on the circumstances, whether you do or you don't. So you put a +/- Go ahead, and I hope you enjoy the exercise.